Very happy to be joined by the Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Sashi Brown. Sashi, let's go back 10 days when you found out that this was here. I know you've gotten to work, so we haven't gotten to talk to you. What's been going through your mind the last 10 days?
Excitement. You know, real excitement. It's a tremendous opportunity to bring winning back to Cleveland and to the Dog Pound. So we're hard at work, obviously, over the last 10 days, but it's great to land Hugh and get going.
As you embarked on this coaching search yourself, Paul DePodesta, Jimmy and D. Haslam, of course, search firm Korn Ferry with Jed Hughes. What was it that you were looking for in a candidate, and how did it lead you to Hugh Jackson?
Yeah, we were looking for someone who could immediately become a leader of our franchise and establish a culture. Right? We understood we needed our players to get on the field on Sunday with a confidence about winning, set an expectation for that being exactly what we want to do. And so we found that in Hugh. He's a confident guy, very experienced, very knowledgeable, tremendous offensive mind, but he holds players accountable, and he will get us better every day.
Leader of men, we hear that term thrown around a lot. Is that how you would define Hugh Jackson?
And no question. You'll feel it.
You certainly will.
Right off the bat.
All right, so we got the head coach now. We also have a chief strategy officer, Paul DePodesta. What do you envision his role being here in this organization, and what was it like to kind of get to work with him, have him come right along with you on this coaching search?
Well, you learn something from Paul every time he opens his mouth. That's the first thing. He's one of the smartest people I've met, certainly humble. Offers great ideas. So he makes an immediate impact. Paul is going to help us really in everything we do. He's got a tremendous resume and experience. He's built winning organizations everywhere he's been, and that's our goal. And so he is going to be involved in both personnel, helping our coaches get better, player development. Really looking forward to working with him, and he's provided tremendous value already.
How do you see the three of you kind of collaborating, yourself, Paul, and of course Hugh Jackson now? You know, you've been in football for over a decade, but this is a new role for you. Hugh's got a lot of experience there. Paul's coming from baseball. How do you see you guys kind of working and making sure that you can work together, but also be able to express your opinion strongly?
Yeah, one of the things that we want to do when we set out is find someone like Paul, myself, that wanted to learn, that wanted to share, that wanted to support each other, team first oriented, and that's certainly Hugh. Definitely Paul and I have established, even over this first week, a good rapport. And so we're going to, you know, be an incubator of great ideas. And if I've got a great idea for you, if he's got a great idea for me, and certainly Paul, I have great ideas for both of us, we'll incorporate that. It'll be a collaborative, very integrated environment. So we call it a partnership, and that's the way we look at it.
What's kind of your organizational philosophy or strategic philosophy about roster building?
Well, listen, we want to go about it the smartest way. We're going to sit down with Paul, and we'll have a conversation about that next week when we roll this out to you all. But Paul and I will sit down, talk about it with you. One thing we do know we need to do is find a quarterback here that can be, and we may have him on the roster, that can be the leader of our franchise, and then build a tough, competitive team with some playmakers at the right positions.
We know that there's one spot still to be filled, the top talent evaluator. Who are the names at the top of your list? What's going on with that search to kind of complete the top of this organization?
We're not going to get into names at this point in the process. We are in earnest going to go out and seek our top personnel guy. It's a critical piece of what we'll be doing moving forward, and in time we'll be able to come back to you guys with more.
Sashi, thanks so much for spending this time with us. Very excited to see the evolution of the Cleveland Browns and what you do as the Executive Vice President of Football Operations.
Always love being with you, Nate. Thanks.
You got it. Here we go, Browns!